Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relaxation Alchemy. I'm your hostess, Sister Ray, tuning in from the galaxy. And with me, lots of little information, tidbits that'll help you feel better throughout your week. Are you breathing? Are you breathing well? Life begins with that first good deep breath. We should all work together to ensure good quality air. Tonight's program is exactly as it says, relaxation. There's so much stress going on in and around. I find it's important just to be able to have a variety of techniques that you can utilize whenever you need to and can find that quiet time. Having created the perfect ambiance in your world, a nice relaxing setting that helps nurture that level of quietness whenever you need it. Do you have that where you are right now? Are you seated, comfortable and relaxed? Or are you active and stressful, moving all around? Whatever the situation is, I've got an app for that. There are ways that you can utilize techniques, even with your eyes open, to be able to work your breath as a curative factor in calming the body and calming the mind. That increased surge of new oxygen just creates a nice rhythm of vibration that travels within your body, embracing all of the different areas, organs, and chakras within. But the breath does so much. That's why it's important to be sure that you have the good quality air in your environment, free from pesticides, noxious fumes, anything that will inhibit the pure traveling of that oxygen in your body. Once you start being aware of your breathing pattern, you'll find that when you increase that volume internally, that you'll find yourself just naturally quieting down. I know you've heard people from time to time say, take a deep breath. Yes, because it's so important. Filling the lungs, the diaphragm, and the belly with good deep breath. And very gently exhale and bring that navel in as far as you can. So you exhale. And when you do, you're releasing all of the toxins that don't need to be there. And at your next new breath, you're taking in fresh air And then filling that lungs, diaphragm, and the belly, and exhaling very slowly and getting rid of all of those other toxins. Again, at that exhale. Each time you breathe, you can easily increase that range by small increments, second by second, to elongate and strengthen internally your lungs and breathing system. And as you exhale, you're exhaling at a much longer rate again, and extending that as you exhale, and it's supporting a good vibration internally and strengthening your lungs and ultimately your blood circulation. Doing that easily and regularly brings forth an important level of relaxation, quieting one's mind during all of that, to be able to just focus on the breath in full, deep diaphragmic breathing, screening out everything else around you. You're in a safe place as you've selected, and you're just doing that nice rhythmic breathing back and forth in what we call opening, full breath, and closing the body in a nice, gentle rhythm. Can you feel that? That's to get started. You're sitting back. You can close your eyes if you're comfortable. And just feel the breath as it moves. Inhale and exhale. Inhale. Exhale. And riding it as a wave, an ocean wave. Just breathing in and exhaling out. All righty, that's a good way to start. We can couple that with the American mantra, which is working with A-E-I-O-U. In saying that, you're taking the deep breath and filling the lungs, the diaphragm, and the belly, and you exhale the letter A. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, exhale, oh, inhale, exhale, you. You see how it collectively works to calm your body in that gentle rhythm of breathing and vibration, to help you tune more into yourself and feeling what's going on in your body. Do you feel any area of tightness? Example, working for at the top of the head, at the crown chakra. Maybe you have a slight headache and didn't even know it. Knowing that you're going to breathe and release that tightness will help ease anything going on in that area. Bringing your awareness to your third eye there at the forehead. Remembering to take good, deep diaphragmic breaths with that awareness. Again, inhale and exhale slowly. Bringing the awareness there to the throat chakra, your communication zone. Taking good, deep diaphragmic breaths, inhale. And exhale slowly, bringing your awareness to your chest, lungs, and heart area. Do you feel any tightness going on? Are you uneasy in this zone? If so, focus your attention and concentrate in your breathing, in filling the lungs, the diaphragm, and the belly, and exhaling, releasing any tension in this particular area very gently, breathing evenly and deeply, bringing our awareness moving downward to the solar plexus right there at the abdomen above the navel. Do you feel anything uncomfortable in that zone? Feel. What do you feel? Are you okay there? Good. Take a deep breath and filling that zone with as much oxygen as you can. And exhale very slowly. And breathe naturally, evenly. And deeply. Bringing your awareness down a little further. We're traveling around that vertebrae too. Loosening any muscles that go on in that back. Releasing any tension as we flow within with the mind's eye. Moving downward, just below the navel, to the regenerative organ area. Loosening and relaxing. Releasing any tension and bringing our awareness down to our lower back, our coccyx, there at the base of our spine. Feel if there's any tension going on. If so, give it a slight move, slight to the side, loosening it up. Take a deep breath, filling the lungs, the diaphragm, and the belly, and exhale very slowly. Bringing our awareness to our hips, our legs, and knees. Breathe evenly, awareness to our calves, ankle, and feet, releasing and loosening any tension we might feel. Breathe evenly and deeply. As we're sitting there, we're now grounded to Mother Earth as our whole energy connects to the planet. Grounding to Mother Earth, embracing Mother Earth, bringing our awareness back up through our feet, calves, knees, and legs. Breathe evenly, bringing our awareness up the lower back, regenerative organs. Bringing the awareness up, breathing evenly and deeply. Moving upward. The solar plexus, breathing evenly and deeply to our heart, lungs, breathing evenly and deeply, moving up to the throat, moving upward, past our cheeks, past our eyes, there at our forehead, breathing evenly and deeply. To our crown chakra, there. And moving upward to release. Up, 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 up to the stars and the galaxy. Feeling comfortable and at ease. This is a time when you're relaxed and comfortable to utilize the mind's eye for goal planning, building, working on ideas to help generate to a more positive time for ourselves. Working at those personal goals, be them family relations, business endeavors. But to take the time as you're now relaxed, reaching out in a network of diamonds in the sky, enjoying the calmness of it, but to build at a step-by-step basis on whatever you're looking for in your life, but to make use of it with the calmness that first begins with self. Enjoying the calmness, breathe evenly and deeply, relaxing and at ease. Visualizing those things we need, that we want to have, we want to develop, in a step-by-step basis. One step leads to another step. The important thing is to create the mechanism that you alone can work towards, that you alone can work towards and master based on your personal goals. Finding this time to relax, taking this time to relax, to reflect and go over anything you'd like in making your plans that you alone can discover. Breathe evenly and deeply. When you're ready to bring your awareness to the present, you can visualize colors of the rainbow, rainbow colors, because they help you to relax and bring your awareness to the present. Violet, purple, layers and layers and layers of purple, lots and lots and lots of purple. Blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. You can wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. Take a good, deep, healing breath. You can utilize this technique anytime you like. Reflect on it. Goals. As an instructor, I have lots of different programs available to teach groups and individual counsel, helping people to deal with on-the-job stress, stress at home, or exam jitters. You know, we all get that before a test. If you're a person that gets headaches, send me an email. I'm always here to serve. For me to address, reach out to Sister Ray. You can reach me through relaxationalchemy@gmail.com. Check out my website at cocolady.org. Lots of information and resources there as well. Sharing with you some of the benefits of food combining. I like to bring a little nutrition in every now and then, okay, to be able to help support good fitness. We have the Afro-Chi Sun Shu program, and that includes relaxation, passive stretch, nutrition orientation, and more. Okay, but when you get to the nutrition, you want to make sure you're getting all the nutrients that your body needs to stay healthy. And one way to work with diet and wellness, I'd like to recommend the food combining diet because it's so easy and so effective. Are you a person who's dealing with excess weight? Well, this is an easy way to work with it. Within 1 week, you'll see some changes, and it's really natural and very easy. And what that is food combining, which is not mixing protein with carbohydrates in the same meal. If you separate them, and when you eat them, you can eat everything you want to eat, but to eat it properly combined makes all the difference in how your digestion works. So if you have protein, you know the proteins are meat, beans, cheese, a protein with a fruit or vegetable, that's considered a properly combined meal. Or if you have a carbohydrate with a fruit or vegetable, that's considered a properly combined meal. It's not always that easy to do that, but if you do it for one or two meals to get started through the day, you'll find that fat just rolls off because it'll digest better in your system and not compact you And that way you'll get to lose weight really easy. If you try it for just a few days, if not a week, you'll see a difference. So you can contact me if you have any questions, but I'll be back in a couple of weeks. So basically that's it. Stay fit, stay active, and be healthy. This is Sister Ray. I'm tuning out into the galaxy. I'm going to bring a lot more tips for next time. All right, are you breathing? It's up. Music by Matuja, D. Libyan.